Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hollywood is giving us all the feels, the emotional reunions we cannot get over.
Mark!
Plus, Demi Lovato is facing her demons. And Michael Strahan wins April Fool's Day. Did you fall for the prank?
Come on, man!
It is gonna be a good Friday indeed. Welcome to Daily Pop. Justin is off today, so we have the lovely Erin Lim Rhodes joining us today.
Hello, I got my tequila in hand already for this Friday.
You look like a beautiful creamsicle.
Yes.
Thank you so much. That's all I ever wanted to be today.
You look gorgeous.
Thank
all right.
You.
Cameron Diaz is igniting a new debate. Can you really have it all? It all started when Cameron admitted she doesn't have what it takes to make a movie anymore. It's been more than 6 years since her last film, and she tells Yahoo Finance Presents it's because she is limited on how much she can give to her career and her family.
We have 100%, right? So you've got to break up that 100%. Into, you know, what, how much are you going to give to your family? How much are you going to give to your career? And I feel like for me, I know what my ratio is for the balance of my life currently, because I already gave 100% to my career as a film, you know, making films. This is the most fulfilling thing that I've ever done in my life, is have a family. So I can't give, I know that I can't, I don't have what it takes to give making a movie what it needs to be made.
Interesting. So she is like a all-in person. I'm more of like a 50% here, 20% here, 30% here. That, my math's off there, maybe. No, I got it right. Okay, anyways, the point is can anybody ever give 100% to everything? You can't.
No, it's impossible.
It's impossible.
It's absolutely impossible. I feel like you. I give a little bit here, a little bit there, but that's the problem. I know my son is going to grow up and he's going to write a book about me. I feel like I'm there for him, but yeah. I'm really not.
Yeah.
And I understand when you go to do a movie, you are gone. And even if you take your kids with you, you are on set for 12 hours. When you come home, you have to learn your lines the next day. So you're really not giving that much. My son, he came down when I was doing Florida Girls. I was shooting in Savannah, and he came down and stayed with me for a week. He was ready to go. Yeah. You know, I had a nanny with me. She was taking them all on the tours and everything. But it's very difficult to work and be with your children
right.
at the same time.
But I'm just asking because I'm curious, because to me it almost sounds like the perfect kind of job, because you can take that 100%, but how long's a movie shoot? 6 months?
Well, it could be 3 months. It could be six months.
It could be
months,
3 months, 6 months.
Movie.
So I'm thinking, if that movie pays enough to satisfy you throughout the year, that's the difference, right? It has to be able to be something. But like, if you could work really hard for 3 months or 6 months and get a huge paycheck, something like Cameron Diaz would get, and then you get 9 months to give 100% to your child.
I agree, but then there's the press. Then you
sure.
have to do the press. Then you have to do the ADR. when they start laying the movie out, now you got to come in and sync your lips and make changes. Now you have to, then you have press, then you got to get ready for press just for this one movie.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of work involved, and I understand what she's saying, but you're right. If you can do one movie, if you're one of those people that said, you know what, I'm just going to do this one movie and then I can and spend this time, but you can never get that time back if you miss your child's, you know, graduation, first steps, those kind of things.
Yeah. And she's in that early stage of motherhood where she has a young child and she's in this season where you want to be there 100% with your baby, with, you know, her, the baby daddy. So it's like, you go with seasons, and motherhood is different for everyone. And when you are a working mom, you're right, Carissa, you're not 100% in all of these areas because you got to be a wife, you got to be a mom, you got to be a sister, you got to be a daughter. It's like you have all of these things to tend to. So I feel like, you know, she didn't completely write off making a movie in the future because eventually her child's going to grow up and maybe she can spend those 3 months away from them. But yeah, it's never 100% for
anyone. It's very, very, very difficult. You know,
I do. And you get the mom guilt. Oh my gosh, there are so many things I thought, like, so with Easter coming up, for example, back in the day before I had kids, I said, I'm going to be that mom that I like hand make these baskets and I'm going to do all these things and da da da. Nonetheless, I'm like, crap, Easter Sunday, Amazon.
You had time for that?
Here.
Oh, girl, I ran to the drugstore and grabbed an Easter basket. Who you got time to order it?
I'm taking notes.
Dollar Tree saved my life yesterday. I was just like,
I went to the dollar store yesterday because I said, I'm going to go and pick Joshua up. And my girlfriend's like, he's too old for Easter basket. He's 10. But as a mom, I went and got a bag of jelly beans and one other thing. I said, I'm going to give him something and I put a little bag. Even though he's 10, my mother always gave us an
Easter
basket.
You've got to. I still get an Easter basket.
I know. My mom
would all love it.
Yes. My mom, when I look at her scrapbooks of us, I get so much anxiety. The fact that whenever sometimes they're on Daily Pop, they're like, hey, do you have any picture of you in high school? I'm like, I don't know, let me call my mom. And she's got them all organized and da-da-da-da-da. I have never printed a photo of Zoe.
Well, let me say, print. Well, you'll be fine. Send all your pictures because you know what happens? Think about, I've taken thousands of pictures before, you know, before they had digital.
Uh-huh.
I got bins of pictures, but I put them all in photo albums. Those are the only pictures I look at. I don't go back through my Google history or my iCloud. I never do that. You go to your photo albums. You're like, look how skinny I was.
Nothing like real
photos.
So
you have to start printing. Just send them all, print them all. And then they're there because you want your kids to be able to look at them. They're not going to say, "Ooh, let me go on mom's old computer.
Yeah,
let me see if I can turn it on." I mean, it's a lot. We have to print up some of the pictures so you'll have the memories. And so I understand where she's coming from, but if I had Cameron Diaz money, honey, I'd be full-time too. The problem is we got to keep on working.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and I'm a single mom, so I definitely got one income.
Yeah.
And my son, I sit down and talk to him, and I say, look, mommy has to work because I said, you like those shoes? I said, do you like to eat every day? That's horrible. He says, yes. I said, so that's why mommy has to go to work.
Yeah.
And
what
else are you supposed to do?
Yeah, she does talk about having that privilege of being able to be 100% for her family right now. And she is very blessed. And a lot of moms, I know us here, like we grew up with, you know, moms at work. And so I know that as well. It's like, and I respect that. Like mom has to go and get that bag.
And honestly, when you grow up, you look up to that even more. You're like, I mean, either way, because I had a little bit of both. Mom didn't work when we were really young, but then did later. And so I got to see a little bit of both worlds. So
And my mom didn't work.
Yeah.
But I think about how much she poured into us. And she made sure when my dad came home at 5 o'clock, 5:30, my mother had us dressed and clean.
Wow.
We were presentable.
Wow.
She had dinner. I knew at an early age, I looked at my mother, I was like, oh, I will never be that.
I know, right? There's some of that. You're like, I can't do it like my mom did. And how did she make it look so easy? I don't understand.
Yeah, she made it look so easy.
All right, well, Michael Strahan may have won April Fool's Day. Remember the story from 2 days ago when Michael showed us that he removed the gap in his teeth? Well, he has this to say now.
I just wanted to say, April Fool's. Come on, man! The gap. It's here to stay for a little while. Not going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, I knew it was temporary, but I thought he was actually keeping it. I fell for it.
I mean, I fell for it, and I feel like the entire internet fell for it. Everyone was losing their minds on Twitter, like, oh my God, he lost it. And then a lot of people were really admiring him, being like, okay, you're still handsome. I miss it, but I still really like it. And a lot of people are doing that right now with the cosmetic, you know, alterations you can make to your smile. So, I mean, I fell for it. Not once was I like, oh, this is a joke.
You know what? I like the new look. And sometimes you have to change yourself. The Gap, you're famous for The Gap. Everybody knows you for The Gap. But he had those pearly whites. It looked beautiful because he got two gaps. There's one in the middle and there's one off to the side.
He did.
Not saying anything, Michael, but you know me. You know I'm going to point it out.
You're very observant.
I mean, you're fine already. He is already absolutely gorgeous. And now he has, you know, Jamie Foxx, remember, he used to have a gap. And then Jamie got his teeth and just... So it's fine. I like imperfection, Mike, so call your girl.
He did say for now. So I feel like he got a taste and he was kind of like, I'm not telling y'all I'm never going to do this, but...
Because I think it made him look younger. I'm going to be honest with you.
A little bit.
It took a couple years off, Mike. I mean, he's fine. He's getting older, but I think you know, teeth do that. I don't know if you all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Your teeth get longer as you get older. That's what the dentist told me. So, you know, his teeth, they're whiter, you know, they're brighter. They made his face look brighter.
And they start to spread more as you age.
So. That gap is going to be over here by his ears.
I mean, I'm wearing adult braces right now because my teeth are shifting. Like, they shift.
See?
I mean, you can't see them, but there's like a little retainer in there.
Oh, yeah, the Invisalign thing.
That's what it is.
I wore that.
Did it work? It seems like it worked.
Girl, then the dog got to it. I was not going to buy another
dog.
One.
That's hilarious. All right, well, your teeth look great. And he looks great whether he fixes the gap or not. Yes, we love it. All right, still ahead, how Demi Lovato is facing her demons, the dramatic new video you have to see. Plus, Beyonce and Jay-Z's special celebration. We've got the details next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Almost made it to heaven. It was closer than you know. Lying with the enemy. Gambling with my soul. It's so hard to say no. When you're dancing with the devil.
That is a clip of the video for Demi Lovato's song, Dancing with the Devil. It is so emotional. It is so difficult to watch, especially if you have experienced this with a family member. It gave me all the feels. I had a really hard time not crying watching it. It's very realistic. It's very documentary-like. It's telling her exact true story of what happened to her, and it is hard to watch. But also a beautiful song at the same time.
It's so deeply personal to her, and I almost feel like, at first I was thinking, wow, that must have been so hard for her to do, but then I thought it was also probably very healing for her to even watch this and see her at the end of it. You know, she comes out of this alive, like that's what actually happened. And I think it is more personal when, like you said, if you have someone in your life who's gone through this, watching that really does affect you and trigger you. Mm-hmm. But some people who've actually gone through it, they sometimes get healing through that.
I lost a cousin to overdose, and I just kept thinking about her the whole time because this was our worst nightmare, and sadly, it happened. And sadly, she was not a survivor. And so it's a beautiful song, but I will say, like, I wouldn't recommend my aunt to watch it. Right. I mean, it's very hard. It just depends on what you've gone through. Mm-hmm. I think it can really strike a chord if you're battling this. I don't know. It was beautiful and telling, but it's also very, very difficult to watch if you gone through something like this with a close.
And will this help her? I mean, I think Amy Winehouse, you know, if somebody could have just, but you got to help yourself.
Yeah.
Because you think about how many people she had around her, if someone could have just stopped her. But, you know, just like Demi is saying in her video, you know, I got to have it. I can't help it.
Yeah.
You know, and you know you almost die. And I know about addiction and not, no way even close to that. But certain addictions, just like food, you know, that's going to give you diabetes or a heart failure. Yeah. But I'm like, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and eat it.
Yeah.
So imagine a drug. I can't even, or alcoholism. So we know there's definitely a disease. And I just hope she gets help because she is definitely a great talent.
Yeah.
And a beautiful spirit. So I really hope that she gets the help she needs.
Yeah.
And comes out of it forever. Not
yeah,
just
forever.
A little while, then goes back.
Yeah, one thing I commend her for is always turning her life events into a beautiful form of art. And it really does feel, from what she says, that this is the thing that fills her soul up and helps her recover in a way.
And to be so open about this, you know, she's super comfortable with that. Not everybody would be a celebrity like that, but she really is connecting with people in a whole different way than, you know,
She needs another addiction, if I would say that. I believe that if she finds something else that excites her in life, you know, if she can pour it into her career, or she doesn't have children, like I think if she had a child or got married or something like that that gave her a different distraction or something she could focus on, I think sometime that helps.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because you're searching for something. Yeah. She's in pain.
Yeah. Whew. Well, let's lighten things up a little bit. We're going to dive into Would You Do It? Thanks to Leo DiCaprio and Sharon Stone. According to Sharon's new memoir, The Beauty of Living Twice, she helped Leo land his role in the 1995 The Quick and the Dead. Sharon was the star and co-producer of the movie, but the studio actually did not want Leo because he was not known yet. So Sharon agreed to pay for him out of her own pocket. Who wants to do that for me? Anybody, whenever I'm going to get the chopping block, you guys want to offer up your salaries? Or?
Oh, that's so funny.
Well.
I know that's right. That's
him.
Honey.
Would you do that?
Let me first say I love Sharon Stone for so many reasons. Now, this is just something else. A lot of recently, celebrities have been doing things for each other, like going to the producer and saying, no, you're going to pay her or him what you're paying me. I know Eddie Murphy did it for all the actors in Shrek, and another actress did it for Octavia Spencer. So I think Sharon was back in the day when people weren't doing it, but we have to think about Leonardo if he's new. The salary isn't that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you believe in someone, yes, I would do it. If I really believed in this person, but you got to remember she's a producer also. If I believed in that film, I want the best talent that I feel. I get you, studio, I understand it. I don't want a name. I want that person because she saw his raw talent. So,
Sharon. And if you believe in the project, you really do want it to be successful. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you want the best talent in there. And also, a lot of actors are now taking these lower upfront fees so that they can have the actors that they want. I mean, even Clooney talked about how he did that for Ocean's 11, which if you think about that cast, that's an incredible cast. And he's like, I will take a lower fee upfront, but like, I need all of these guys in it as
That's amazing.
Yeah, you want your actors to be happy.
Yeah.
You know, you want them, you know, just like me here. I'm extremely happy. Thank you.
Good. Hey. Yeah.
Come to work every day, work with beautiful people.
She's paying my fee right now. Thank you.
Here's something we didn't know about Justin Bieber. He apparently loves twinning with his dog. Haley just posted this photo of Justin and their matching shirts with the dog. This sounds like Aaron. All 100%. Aaron, how many outfits do you have matching with your dog?
You know what? I think it was just one, and it was our wedding dresses, and that was icon status.
Wow.
But absolutely, I would match with my dog. Look at us. We cute bitches.
Okay, all right.
We even drink from the same water bottle. That's a different straw going in a different
was
cup.
Was that you drinking water with your dog?
Yes, that was Pearly there.
Okay, I know you're married to a black man. We don't do that.
He definitely does not approve.
I know he talked about you.
He does not approve. He does not like when I call Pearl my daughter. He does not do the matching.
That's hilarious.
There's a lot wrong with me, Kim. We don't have to talk about it this block.
Okay, we'll get to it later.
I love you.
All right, up next, the emotional Grey's Anatomy reunion. And can you guess the celeb rocking this wild outfit? The answer when we come back. Who is that?
That's me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. All right, before the break, we asked if you could guess which celeb wore this wild outfit. You guys have some guesses?
I know I have that hat.
My first guess is Rihanna.
I was literally going to say her body. I feel like Riri would definitely pull this off.
Audrey Day.
Who is it?
That's Audrey.
Show us Rihanna. Show us Rihanna. We were right. God, she's skinny.
I do have that hat.
Look at that.
Only she can do this. From the hat to the belt to the bottoms of those jeans.
Wow.
I love her too.
Okay.
Send it to me.
So cute.
Well, Grey's Anatomy did it again. More dead people were brought back to life last night. And this time, Meredith had a deep conversation with Lexi and Mark Sloan, AKA McSteamy.
Everything changes all the time when you're alive. And all the time you fight the change. You cling on to what you have and what you know. Like, that's how it should always be.
Such a waste of life.
Right?
What's a waste?
Fighting change.
Resisting pain? Don't waste it, Meredith.
Waste what?
Don't waste one single minute.
Okay, he's still McSteamy, though.
So hot.
Yes, he is. But what, you know what's interesting now watching this? Why are all the young people young? I mean, all the people, dead people young. Not an old person. Everybody young. I got to go back and see why all these people died. What happened?
I mean, I would be surprised if they don't bring a dead person back in these final episodes at this point.
I know I said this a few times ago, but, I mean, how long are you going to... I mean, it's fun to bring them back, but also... that's all of them. Who else you got?
I don't know. I don't know. It's getting there. It's almost the end. They must be telling us something.
Dude, she's going to wake up and Yang's going to be right there holding her hand. That's what's going to happen.
Did Denny come back? I mean, they need to bring them all back.
They're all going to die and show up on Bridgerton.
Yeah.
I would really love to see.
So true, probably. All right, Beyonce and Jay-Z's lucky number is 4 because they got married on April 4th, 2008, and this anniversary is extra special because it's also lucky number 13. Justin is going to break it all down for us.
The Carter's marriage is now a teenager. Beyonce and Jay-Z made it official 13 years ago. Now, it's not easy being the coolest couple in music, but somehow B and J persevered. In the last 13 years, these two have been kind of busy. They've made incredible music together, combined their super genetics to make and create Grammy winner Blue Ivy, and turned arriving fashionably late into high art.
She's a superstar, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's what she do.
Their relationship has definitely had its ups and downs, and we're not gonna talk about what happened in that elevator incident, because what happens between floors stays between floors. Am I right?
I'm not mad at people for being interested. I'm actually very flattered.
But Beyonce and Jay-Z turned their lemons into lemonade and expanded their family of 3 into a family of 5.
I can't believe we made it.
There is no stopping the Carters, and we pity the fool who tries. So happy anniversary to Queen B and Jay-Z. We'll see you in another 13 years.
Wow.
I mean, talk about enduring love.
Yes.
Nothing is stopping them at this point.
And
yes.
A lovely couple, just nice people.
Yeah. Mm. Happy anniversary, guys. Up next, what married people are doing that is secretly driving their single friends nuts.
Oh, no.
Our relationship expert is here to help us navigate all that and more. Plus, The Bachelor shocks us yet again. That is all coming up. All right, for all the happily married people out there, guess what? You're driving your single friends crazy, okay? Joining us is relationship expert Monique Kelly.
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
I'm so
Okay, so what are we doing wrong?
Okay, hey, Monique.
Is it this? Is it the constant this?
No, that you're doing crazy? That so right, I have to tell you. You're doing that right. Okay, so
talk to us. What is the problems? What are things that married people should not be doing?
Okay, so one of the first things that drives single girlfriends crazy is when married friends say, oh, you'll find when you stop looking. Mm. To suggest that a single girl should stop looking is a no-no. It's one thing to say, you'll find when you least expect it. You'll find in places that you didn't necessarily think you would look.
Okay.
But you should always encourage them to be actively looking for someone in their life.
Yeah, you sit at home all day, every day. Nobody gonna come. UPS man's probably not gonna knock on your door and ask you out.
Exactly. Or... that part.
Maybe.
What do you suggest we say when our single friends are like, it is so hard out here, you don't even know. Do we just say, yeah?
You know, here's the thing. I always like to say there's a breakdown of married friends, right?
Yeah, okay.
You have the married friend who used to be kind of wild back in the day, and then she gets married, she gets marital amnesia, and it's like, I can't believe you said that, right? Then you have the married friend who's been married for years, since high school, college. Mm. So she doesn't know what it's like to date as a grown woman.
Yeah.
Then, of course, you have the married friend who needs you to be single because she might not necessarily be in a happy marriage. So your single stories make her say, okay, I might be unhappily married.
I want to go out with you this weekend.
Right.
So don't you get locked up.
Right, don't get locked up. And then, of course, there's the two of you, the ultimate married girlfriends, who understand the struggle. You guys didn't forget, and we can still come to you. So it's a matter of understanding and remembering what it was like when you were single so we can come to you and have honest conversations.
Mm, okay.
Right, because we need to know, because I can't imagine being married and just being with the same dude. I just want to know how that feels.
Okay, so you know what? I'm so glad you brought that up, because a lot of times we talk about what our married girlfriends say to us that drive us crazy, right?
Yes.
But us single folks, we can kind of sometimes say things where you're like, whoa. So that's one of the things a lot of the married girlfriends say, like, you know, when you're like, I can't imagine being with the same man for so many years.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have to be aware of respecting each other's choices and remembering, you know, there's something beautiful about being with the same man and being married to him for many years, too.
True.
I have a question. So Kim has said that not one of her friends has ever been like, you have to get married.
It's such a wonderful thing, right?
The
non-strong endorsement for marriage from her married friends is hurting Kim?
I think it can definitely be cloud your judgment, because sometimes we always are like, well, people post pictures on Instagram and it's not necessarily happy, it's a fake life. But sometimes people are actually happily married. There are some people who have married someone who they love, is their best friend. And I think it's important that we hear those stories too.
Yes.
So that we can get excited about
only
marriage.
Only my mom and daddy. That's the only people I've ever heard. My girlfriends have never been, they'll sit there.
Monday through Thursday, but
right. Yeah, so
that,
it's so important that you guys encourage us single girls and remind us the beauty of marriage.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also there's other things that kind of we don't want to keep saying. We talked about this phrase before. You're smart, you're beautiful, you're successful. Why are you still single?
Ugh.
Nails on a chalkboard to single folks.
Yes.
Although you have well-meaning, right?
Yeah.
Also suggesting that they date a guy that they don't find remotely attractive, that if you were single, you wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. You gotta remember
yes,
that.
He's a billionaire. Hold up now. We can break the rules. Yes, Kim, he's a billionaire.
That then switches it up, right?
Switches it up. He looks like a frog. I'll take him. Live on the lily pad.
Well, I mean, sometimes I've done that too. I'm like, well, maybe you change the things that you're attracted to. Is that not a good suggestion?
Okay. So sometimes it's important, because lots of times you'll say, you know, your standards are too high.
Mm.
So it's important that you respect your single girlfriend's desires, wants, and needs, and understand that that's not a negotiable for her. It's so important you remember that, because they still have, you know, things that they're looking for, things that they desire, and you want to make sure you respect that as you encourage them in their journeys.
Should they set us up with people?
Ooh.
Absolutely. Here's the caveat to wow, you're smart, beautiful, successful. How is it you're still single? I have a great guy. Yes. I want you to. That's when that question is like, okay, I can handle that. Because the best people to set you up are your girlfriends, because they know the ins and outs. You know what I mean?
Okay, I so badly want to set some of my girlfriends up on blind dates, and none of them will. Some of them will trust me, but they're like, let me see a picture, let me see Instagram. I'm like, no, blind date, because I feel like your personalities match. Do you endorse that?
I do. And I feel like that's where single ladies have to be open. Mm-hmm. You have to be open to the possibilities and not try to be so much in control of things, because you can meet a great guy on a blind date, especially set up.
Who you guys got for Kim?
All she needs to know is the bank account number.
And if they like little boys.
Wait.
Wait a minute, Kim.
I was like, Kim. Okay, I have a serious question though. Like, what if your girlfriend is like really picky, or like has these things that you're like, I don't know, maybe you can like tone it down on some of these like things that you do or say, or like maybe you're a really big complainer.
Oh, wow.
Like, how do you tell your girlfriend that?
Oh, when they have dating delusion,
yes.
Or when they're always negative?
Yes.
You take it out of the context of dating and put it in the context of regular life. Because a lot of times you put in regular life, like, oh, I noticed with your job, you're always complaining about this. They're a little bit less defensive. But when it comes to dating, sometimes, and you're married, sometimes they get defensive. So take it out of the context of dating, although you know that's what you're talking about. Make it about something else.
All right.
So that's the case.
This is wrong to say. That's why you ain't got no man. All right, y'all.
That's exactly it. That's the key. You know what I mean? And then the biggest thing is making sure you're not saying, this happened with J-Lo and A-Rod. A lot of people kept saying, oh, she can't keep a man. And that is just so rude. Yeah. You never hear them say that about men. They never say, he can't keep a woman. Yeah. So we got to make sure we change that narrative too. So
I
just
like
little
that.
Tweaks.
Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. This is good girl talk.
I love it. You guys, pick up Monique's debut novel, Reality in Chaos. It's available now on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Yep. She was just on Two Funny Mamas.
It was so much fun.
Thank you, honey.
My cheeks are still hurting from laughing so loud.
All right.
So good. All right, coming up, you guys, Jeannie Mai's secret wedding to Jeezy, what we just learned about their special day, plus why a new generation is asking for justice for the Menendez brothers. This is wild. We're digging into true crime next.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Let's get right into the Hollywood Minute. Were you fooled by Bachelor Matt James? He joins the Michael Strahan School of April Fool's Pranks. Matt just revealed his shaved beard, which he showed off on his Instagram stories yesterday, was just a joke. Lumberjack Matt lives. Congratulations to my girl, Jeannie Mai. The real host and rapper Jeezy have married. Vogue says the wedding took place in the backyard of the couple's Atlanta home, and their ceremony coincided with the one-year anniversary of their engagement. The original plan was to marry in Italy, but COVID and also the passing of Jeezy's mother changed things. Snoop Dogg is joining The Voice. He'll serve as a mega mentor for the singers who've made it through the battlegrounds and are headed to the knockouts. You can check him out in all of his Snoop wisdom starting April 19th on NBC. And that's your Hollywood Minute. It's been over 30 years since the world became fascinated by the Menendez brothers, Eric and Lau. They were sentenced to life in prison for the brutal murders of their parents. But the focus is back on them yet again, thanks to TikTok.
I am the kid that did kill his parents. And no river of tears has changed that.
Vicious killers or victims?
It seems unimaginable, because this seems so far removed from who I am and who I was.
It was 1989 when Eric and Lau Menendez gunned down their mom and dad in their sprawling Beverly Hills mansion. Prosecutors painted them as two young men obsessed with greed, hoping to get their hands on their parents' multi-million dollar fortune. But the brothers dropped a bombshell in court.
My dad had been molesting me. He raped me.
And that's what has gotten the attention of thousands of new young supporters who are flooding TikTok with videos asking for their life sentences to be overturned. These new supporters are calling the situation unjust, and the videos have garnered over 130 million views. ABC's 2020 dives into all of it tonight on a special episode.
It's shocking to think about that happened, that I could have been involved in taking anyone's life.
The first time the brothers went on trial, it ended in a hung jury. But in the second trial, 3 years later, Lyle and Eric Menendez were found guilty and sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole.
Now, we've all witnessed the power of social media and how it can put focus back on old crimes. Some have been overturned because of the pressure. Do you think this new interest could make a difference for these guys?
I mean, we're talking about TikTok videos that get over 175 million views, millions of likes. And the interesting thing is that all of these TikTok users are between the ages of 13 and 18. Like, a lot of these kids are coming to the defense of these brothers. I went down a rabbit hole last night, but I saw there were a lot of young girls who were fawning over these men, like, oh, they're so handsome and hot, and how could they ever do this, which is very strange. And then there are a lot of social media activists who are fighting and looking at this through a completely different lens with the regard to the sexual abuse claims. So I don't know if it's going to change anything for them, but it is interesting to see that there are a lot of kids taking interest into this, and they are, like, using legal jargon. They are creating group chats to connect with other supporters of them. It's pretty wild.
Wow. It is wild. I just, you know, I think the one thing I don't want to happen with TikTok is I see a lot of false stories go viral very quick, like about Harry, about Meghan, about even the Kardashians,
right.
Or about all sorts of celebrities or these true crime things. And they have zero evidence. They just want to go viral. It's like 1/8 of the story or 1/20th of the story, but they go viral, and it's, you know, just, I just don't want it to become this. Well, I saw it on TikTok, so it's true.
Right. Yeah.
So many people think that these things are true, and you really do have to dig deep and find the facts to the stories. And I hope we don't lose that from social media, because it's starting to become kind of a trend.
Yeah.
All right, after the break, delicious desserts with a healthy twist, and they're perfect for Easter. You do not want to miss this recipe. All right, if you're still planning your Easter brunch, it's not too late to add a new dessert. Here to show us some delicious but wholesome options is co-founder of Sweet Laurel Bakery, Laura Gallucci.
Hi. Thanks
you
for having me.
You make the best sweets.
Thank
I'm so
you.
Happy you're here. Now, you've got celebs like Molly Sims, Mandy Moore, hooked on your grain-free, refined, sugar-free, and dairy-free treats.
Wow.
So what is the key to making desserts that are healthy and don't taste like cardboard?
Yeah, so I truly believe it's all about using nutrient-dense foods, not too many of them. Everything is like 5 ingredients or less.
Oh, wow.
Good for you, not bleached, not refined, and so your body wants it. Oh. It actually craves it,
yes,
and it tastes
delicious.
Yes, my
body craves your desserts always.
Well, I am ready to try these out, but first, if at any time you want this recipe, you can scan the QR code below. I'm ready to get started.
Yes, so we're gonna decorate these beautiful strawberry shortcake cupcakes.
Okay.
And the first thing we're gonna do is remove the paper from our cupcake. And then we're literally, just like a shortcake, we're gonna cut it in half.
Oh, why would I mess up every time?
You're good. It's hard to mess these up. So you're gonna just slice the top off here, the little muffin top.
Oh, okay.
And then we're gonna fill it with our ingredients. So just some coconut whipped cream. This is dairy-free and delicious.
Okay, what if you are not a big coconut fan? I am, but.
Yeah, so if you're not a coconut fan, I would just use like organic heavy whipping cream. I think that would be delicious too, if you can tolerate dairy. And then this is our strawberry jam, which is literally 3 ingredients. It's strawberries, lemon, and a little bit of honey.
Ooh.
And so it's so yummy.
I'm so excited.
And so healthy too, compared to most jams.
Uh-huh.
And then you can fill the inside with some berries. We have some sliced baby strawberries here. They're so cute.
Now, what other kind of fruit can you put on?
So I would say, like, honestly, like orange marmalade or any berry, I think would taste so delicious with this. And then we're going to do the same to the top.
Add our muffin top.
Would you consider this vegan? I'm just wondering.
So these are dairy-free. These have organic eggs in them, but you can make them vegan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If you don't want to use eggs, what do you use instead?
So we use what's called a flax egg. We take ground flax seeds and mix it with water, and then it congeals like an egg, and then you add it to your recipe, and it's
super yummy.
So
I finished mine. Is it time to bite?
Yeah, you should take a bite. Except you didn't decorate the top.
Oh, the top.
These are not TV face friendly, but
they're so cute.
Yeah, Carissa, we're worried about our WW points, but I think a bite won't bother. Is it time? Is it time?
Take a bite. Take a bite.
Oh my
God. Literally, I don't think you need to worry about the calories here because we're using nutrient dense foods, super low carb and delicious, and there's no cake.
So delicious. Chocolate lovers, this is your signature. Tell us about it.
Yes. So this is our keto vegan chocolate cake that ships nationally. It'll literally ship to your door wherever you are.
Wow.
Available on sweetlaurel.com. And literally, it has 8 slices in it, and each slice is under 300 calories.
Okay.
And there are 4 grams of net carbs. So we're talking low in the carbs, like super good and healthy for you. I would love to show you guys how to decorate it with our roses, or you can take a slice, whatever you want.
Oh, okay. Roses, good idea.
You should either try it or decorate with me. So Sweet Laurel's known for our signature crescent shape, like rose decor. We use organic, beautiful roses. And I like to kind of create a moon shape on top. And you can decorate the base as well. And so we just cut these roses
here.
And then kind of create that crescent moon shape.
Mine is ready.
This is the cake I need for Zoe's first birthday photo shoot.
Yes.
This is fantastic.
So cute.
So you guys should try it. This is our best seller cake right now, and it's so delicious. I'm a chocolate fan personally, so. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, yes, I'll take a break. Or I'm gonna take a bite right now.
Yes.
Because you
convinced
me all you had to do was ask.
Yes, it's so yummy.
So good.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it's sweetened with monk fruit, which is a zero calorie sweetener. Super yummy. Also vegan.
You're killing it. Oh my God. You guys, another reminder, if you want the recipe for the strawberry shortcake cupcake, scan your QR code.
Yes.
You definitely want this. You can pick up your smartphones now, and you can also pick up a copy of Laurel's new cookbook,
Sweet Laurel Savory,
starting April 6th. This chocolate cake. Oh my God.
I'm so glad you like it.
Yes.
Up next, you guys, the Law and Order reunion we've all been waiting for, plus more reasons to feel good this Friday.
That's a grub.
Oh my God.
It's good, right?
It's very good.
Yeah.
Dangerously good.
I eat it for breakfast a lot.
Wow.
Wow. Very good.
It's good with coffee.
Liz! Tried to kill her. Tried to kill Kathy.
Wow, doesn't get any more feel good Friday than that. After 10 years, Elliot Stabler and Olivia Benson reunited on NBC's Law & Order SVU last night, which led us right into Christopher Maloney's new spinoff, Law & Order Organized Crime.
Well, Kim stayed up late to watch this.
I did. It was too much because I don't know if it was COVID or whatever, but Olivia and Elliot, you're waiting. They didn't even hug. I was like, oh, that must be a COVID protocol. Now, everyone is waiting for them to hug. They hadn't seen each other in 10 years. I was like, come on.
Hug. That's a good point.
Hug. They wouldn't hug. It's that protocol police on the set. They wouldn't let them.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, and then it was 2 hours, and that's why I'm tired this morning because I was sitting there watching because then the second one came on. And it was even better than the first one. It was just too much. It was so good.
So fun.
I love a reunion after that many years, too. It's like what Grey's is doing.
Yes.
Tugging on the right heartstrings.
That is true. Well, this heartwarming photo will also make your day. Yoshiya Umoto is a 98-year-old woman who got a special surprise visit from her son and niece in her nursing home this week. It was their first in-person visit in more than a year because of the pandemic. Look at her face.
Oh.
She is so excited. Before they were fully vaccinated, they only got to see each other through the window at the lobby.
Oh.
So sweet.
That is so
that's
good.
Amazing. Oh, that's going to be me when I see all my family.
Yes, I wonder if they hug. Oh, I'm hugging my daddy.
I'm hugging.
Yeah. When I get to Cleveland, I'm hugging. Oh.
8-year-old Lily Bumpus just broke the record for the most Girl Scout cookies sold in a season. But the bigger accomplishment is that she also just beat cancer. Wow. Lily sold 32,484 boxes and included 5,000 donation boxes that were going to other kids battling cancer, the homeless, and deployed troops. Congrats, Lily.
Go, Lily.
What a fun feel-good Friday.
Okay. I never sold that many Girl Scout cookies.
But
I was
eaten,
happy if I sold 5 boxes.
I've eaten.
That's it for us today. Have a great weekend. We will see y'all on Monday. Bye. I want more cupcakes.
I want Girl Scout cookies.